The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently minus 14 degrees and sunny at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Anaisa Dufrin.
And I'm Yasmin Schumann, and here are today's headlines. International students worry new study permit caps will affect their future. Students are moving further away from the downtown areas to deal with rent increases in Montreal. Chinese Family Service is making a documentary on anti-Asian cyber racism. The Quebec government has announced the number of how many study permits universities can have. This effectively caps how many international students Quebec universities can admit. Montreal students and universities are reacting negatively to this news. Cara Brulat reports.
Concordia students are reacting to newly announced caps on international students. Concordia student Rhea Patel is worried the caps will affect her plans to get a master's in Quebec.
What if I renew my study permit and, like, I'm affected by it and I don't get my study permit renewed? Then, like, everything kind of comes to a halt for me.
Nazim Aloui is a student at Descartes Institute in Montreal. He says immigrants will lose trust in the Quebec government after coming here for a better life.
Some people came here expecting a better life, maybe better studies, maybe a better diploma, and they realized what they came for here is not very doable.
The new caps will also affect universities, who charge international students increased tuition. In a statement, McGill University said the decision would compromise the excellence of Quebec universities and serve as an impediment to research and innovation and do sustained damage to Quebec's attractiveness as a first-rate academic destination. There are some exceptions to the cap, but it will still affect a majority of students. The cap will last till February of 2026. Cara Brulat for Concordia News, Montreal.
King Charles is still not commenting on the U.S.'s threats to annex Canada. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met with the King today and said nothing seems more important to Canadians than standing up for our sovereignty and our independence as a nation. For months, U.S. President Donald Trump has suggested Canada should become the 51st state. At one point, Trump said that Canada is not viable as a country without U.S. trade. A spokesperson said Buckingham Palace would follow Canada's lead in dealing with the threats, which means that decisions related to Canada are made by the Canadian government. The king simply formalizes or approves it as a figurehead.
Students are moving off-island to deal with rent increases in Montreal. People are living farther and farther away to cope with the high cost of rent. Samantha Padasak is following the story and joins us with more. Samantha?
Yasmin, I spoke with two people who said they've been able to negotiate increases around 3 or 4%. But they're not living in the city, they're living off the island. Last month, Quebec's Housing Tribunal proposed a rental increase of 5.9% for heated units in 2025. Right now, the average price estimated for a single bedroom downtown is between $1,500 and $2,000 a month. I spoke with Morgan Dubay and Sarah Deason. They've moved out of the city and they're happy there.
My rent is actually extremely low compared to on island, because I'm off island in a little like 4.5, so it was like $50 this year.
Okay.
So like I got really lucky that it's a lot lower, because they haven't done any work and I have really good landlords that their increase is only between 2 to 4% each year.
Here we haven't received our documents, but I know last year it was between like 3 and 4%, I think, if I remember right. But like, they haven't done much to the building. I think we've gotten really lucky with our rent. It's affordable, thank God. but I have no idea about this year. So fingers crossed, it's not going to be too bad.
Renting a unit close to the downtown campus is more convenient, but it is more expensive, leaving students with a difficult choice. Yasmin?
Montreal cafes and food shops are increasing prices to deal with the rising cost of food. Fairmont Bagel, Cafe Olympico, and Mintar are just a few places having to make adjustments. Luca Armano reports.
Cafes, bagel shops, and restaurants say they have no choice but to raise prices. Rajai Bosha is the owner of Mintar, a cafe on Avenue du Parc. He has to balance an increase in the cost of food while having a mostly student clientele.
Like, raising the prices a little bit. Most of my clients are students, so I have to be careful how I do it, you know. But still, you know, like, I would rather, make less, but, like, make my people happy, you know.
Café Olímpico is also raising prices. Tommy Katsualis is a barista there. He said that prices will increase on certain items like coffee and ice cream. He thinks it will make it even more challenging for some businesses.
Well, it's going to affect profits for sure. We're lucky to be a busy place that does well, but for sure other businesses having a hard time are definitely going to have a harder time now.
Grace Amaral works at Fairmont Bagel. She said she has noticed an impact on business.
We've never seen it this slow since it's been you know, extremely long time. These months, the months of January, February were extremely slow.
Amaral thinks prices won't start going down until there's more clarification regarding tariffs threatened by the United States.
We have to kind of wait and see what's happening. Everybody's kind of in the edge at the moment.
Luc Armano, Concordia News, Montreal.
A Quebec produce delivery company is expanding. As many Canadians look to buy local in response to the threat of U.S. tariffs, Lufa Farms, a staple of Quebec's Sustainable Produce Initiative, is expanding its operation to Ottawa. Marco Gavira has more. Marco?
Lufa Farms is known for building the world's first commercial rooftop greenhouse system. It's always been based in Quebec, but now it's expanding its services to Ottawa. Lufa Farms sells more than 2,000 products for more than 450 local farms and food makers.
So what makes Lufa produce sustainable?
The company follows responsible agricultural practices and requires its producers to grow fruits and vegetables without pesticides. It also collaborates with farmers across Quebec.
And how does the service work?
Customers visit the Lufa website, order what they'd like, and can either pick up or have the food basket delivered. The company keeps it local to cut down on the effects of mass transportation. Émilie Pilaquet is the communications coordinator at Lufa. She says that part is key.
So the idea is to reduce the amount of steps that the food that you consume takes. If you have food that's imported, the steps are endless. But we have a a wealth of producers here in Quebec that produce really good quality food, but not everyone has access to it.
So what does this mean for Canadians looking to buy locally?
Lufa offers options to Canadians looking to make a difference. As tariffs increase, financial stress leads to agricultural insecurity. Lufa is only delivering to Ottawa for now, but hopes to start growing and sourcing produce there soon.
The head of the union representing most school support staff in Quebec is criticizing the Legault government's plan to extend Bill 21. Frédéric Brun is president of the Fédération des employés de service public. He says extending a ban on wearing religious symbols to other school staff would aggravate the hiring crisis. Last Friday, Quebec Education Minister Bernard Drainville said the government is considering extending the ban to all school staff in contact with students.
Hearing under Legault government's Bill 84 will resume on March 18th after a two-week break. The bill proposes a national integration model, which could change expectations for people immigrating to Quebec. Samira Koshyak is following this story. They join me live with more. Samira, what do people need to know about the bill?
Anaïssa, the Legault government has been talking about how immigrants have to integrate into Quebecois culture. And what this does is basically put that into writing. For example, the bill stresses that immigrants must learn and use French to participate in Quebec society. It also highlights that people are expected to prioritize Quebecois culture and values over all others. This bill does target newcomers, but will also affect people who are already here.
What would those changes be?
A major takeaway is that the bill would allow the government to decide whether to finance a festival or event based on whether or not it fits the national integration model. This means that they could decide not to fund an event just because it is in English. The bill also says that this model is not the same as Canadian multiculturalism, which Quebec has firmly rejected.
So what exactly is different?
There is a strong emphasis on integration, Quebecois culture overall. There is repeated mention of common culture that Quebecers are expected to promote and contribute to. The bill also says that all Quebecers should help foster integration into the Quebec nation. So we'll be watching as the hearings get underway again on March 18th. Yasmin?
The director of last night's big winner at the Academy Awards says independent cinemas are facing a huge threat. Sean Baker's film Anora won 5 Academy Awards last night, including Best Picture. Cole Cooper has more.
In his acceptance speech for the Academy Award for Best Director, Sean Baker urged movie lovers to continue to produce and consume independent films.
During the pandemic, we lost nearly 1,000 screens in the U.S., and we continue to lose them regularly. If we don't reverse this trend, we'll be losing a vital part of our culture.
Eva Morin is the communications manager at Montreal Independent Theatre's Cinéma du Parc, Cinéma Beaubien, and Cinéma du Musée. She co-hosted Cinéma du Parc's annual Oscar viewing and says Baker's speech was one of the night's highlights.
People were definitely hooting and hollering in our room about that speech, and it was really, really great to kind of have that said big and bold.
Morin says Hollywood's recent focus on franchise blockbusters threatens independent cinema.
If you know Cinéma du Parc, you know that we don't play, Marvel-type films or big blockbusters. If those independent productions cease to be made, well, our theaters will cease to exist.
However, the recent success of pictures such as Anora have given her and the industry reason to hope.
Hopefully, Anora's numerous wins will encourage studios to back independent filmmaking a lot more. I mean, we've seen that Marvel and kind of big blockbuster superhero movies in the last couple of years have been in decline at the box office.
Morin says that Montreal remains a cultural stronghold for independent cinemas, but she says exceptional independent films are especially important for the well-being of theaters in Quebec and the rest of Canada. For Concordia News, I'm Cole Cooper.
The Oscars took place last night in Los Angeles. The film Anora was the top winner of the night, earning a total of 5 awards. Mikey Madison won Best Actress for her role in the movie. Adrian Brody was named Best Actor for The Brutalist. Zoe Saldana won Best Supporting Actress for the crime drama musical Emilia Perez. That film led the night in Academy Award nominations with 13 nods, but only won 2 awards. While accepting it, Saldana mentioned that she is a proud child of immigrant parents and the first American of Dominican origin to accept an Academy Award. The role included her singing in Spanish, which could be considered bittersweet given the current deportation of many Spanish-speaking immigrants from the U.S.
Israel is blocking all aid into Gaza as Ramadan begins. Phase 1 of the ceasefire deal ended on Saturday. Israel wants to extend Phase 1 until more hostages are released. Hamas rejected this offer. An extension of the first phase was not a part of the ceasefire deal. As a part of the agreed-upon deal, the second phase includes negotiations of a permanent ceasefire, a complete withdrawal, reconstruction of the city, and then the release of the prisoners. Hamas leader Mahmoud Mardawi says the only path to regional stability and the return of the prisoners is the full implementation of the agreement. Hamas and Israel have yet to come to an agreement of terms. Montreal's Chinese Family Service is making a documentary on the digitalization of the peril and cyber racism faced within the Sino-Canadian diaspora. The documentary is set to be released in April. Perle Merode Kambabi reports with more.
Wawa Li is a Chinese-Canadian artist with a background in anthropology. She also works at the Chinese Family Service and is working on a visual project to document the digitalization of anti-Asian hatred. The documentary also covers the historical implications and the concept of yellow peril and its modern forms.
This is personally what I want to use my artistry for. You know, it's like using it to depict and archive the struggle of the community. So yeah, it's like an embodied way of doing it.
The project is currently in post-production and will feature the voices of Montrealers of Asian and Chinese heritage.
Like, this is kind of as if our conception of beauty doesn't lie necessarily like the art piece itself, but it lies in the struggle that's attached to it, like the people like that are putting themselves at the front.
Li emphasizes that the purpose of this piece is to be able to archive it. She is compelled to make art to shine light on her activism.
Because as we all know, like when we're talking about racism and we're talking about struggles and like what's part of kind of this whole nation-making machine is to forget the struggle, forget the fight, and then we end up, you know, the Chinese community has went through, I would say, dark days of model minorities, which is like the like high meritocracy and like highly obedience, like everything that is not actually serving our people.
In her words, this is against the history of the erasure of their existence. Permere Kabambi, Concordia News, Montreal.
Montreal's 22nd annual Nuit Blanche event took place Saturday night. The city saw partygoers gather in all corners of Montreal throughout the night. Max Sinclair Carter has more.
People celebrated Nuit Blanche at several iconic locations in the city, including the Place des Arts neighborhood. The STM kept its services running overnight, and many bars and clubs stayed open later. There were concerts, light shows, and food tastings. Even though temperatures dropped as low as minus 20 overnight Saturday, large crowds still gathered. Brigitte Baudouin is a spokesperson for one of the organizations in charge of the event. She says even though official numbers aren't in yet, there's every reason to believe that Nuit Blanche did as well as in years past. She says, from what we can see, Nuit Blanche is popular because it's outside and most activities were very full. We also had great feedback from our partners. The event has seen up to 200,000 people in past years, and with Saturday's feedback starting to roll in, all signs point to the city's night owls reaching that number again. Max and Clue Carter, Concordia News, Montreal.
With daylight savings starting March 9th, debate about its place in Canadian life is brought up again. Students at Concordia have their own opinions regarding the time change and its impact on their daily life. Gabrielle Jadot reports.
With the coming time leap on March 9th, there are plenty of opinions about its value. Some think it should be done away with, while others don't see the harm in it. Students at Concordia tend to slide with the latter. Psychology student Michael Kavchak isn't very affected by the shift.
I would say they serve an okay purpose, and I'm just going along with it, but I'm not a huge fan.
Alexandra Post is a fourth-year athletic therapy student. She is also not really affected by the shift.
I think it's nice during the winter when you have to get up early and the light is there, but it is kind of annoying to have to adjust your schedule. And I know for people who work like 9 to 5s, it's annoying to you go in and it's dark and you come out and it's dark.
Regardless of opinions, students are ready to take the time jump in stride. Gabrielle Jadot, Concordia News, Montreal.
That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Anaïssa Dufin.
And I'm Yasmin Schumann.